Section 1. Lesson Overview. Hey, welcome. This is an intermediate Ableton lesson focused on two underrated but incredibly powerful devices, Horpus and Resonators. The goal today is practical, no fluff. You'll learn repeatable chains and routing strategies to add tuned body to snares and breaks, to extract pitched harmonics for bass, and to turn noisy rhythm into ghostly pads and atmospheres. Plan for 45 to 90 minutes depending on how deep you experiment. By the end, you'll have a snare/break chain, a two-path bass chain, and a resonator's return workflow you can resample and reuse. Section 2, what you will build. You'll get three drop-in ready items, a tune snare/break processing chain, a bass chain that gives you musical overtones plus a clean sub, and a return track setup using resonators that you can resample into pads or stabs. Each chain includes device order, practical knob ranges, and routing ideas. I'll point out where to map macros so you can perform and automate quickly. Section 3. Step-by-step walkthrough. Part A. Snare and break processing, tuned body and ghost resonances. Start by duplicating your drum track into two layers. Call one layer A, the dry transient layer. Call the other layer B, the effect layer. On layer A, keep things simple. EQ 8 high pass around 70 to 100 Hz to tighten lows. If it's boxy, pull a little around 200 to 400 Hz. Add drum bus for a touch of character drive between 2 and 6. Set the transient knob a couple points positive to emphasize the hit. Utility stays wide for now. We'll mono the low end later if needed. Layer B is where the magic happens. High pass this one higher around 200 Hz so Corpus works on upper mids and highs and doesn't reintroduce mud. Insert Corpus next. A practical starting point is frequency about 600 Hz, decay around 120 milliseconds, and dry/wet 30-45%. Try different body types, tube or plate for warmth, membrane for a thin metallic sheen. After Corpus, add a gentle saturator, drive in the 2-5 dB range. Soft clip for controlled bite. Finish with glue compressor attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 0.1 to 0.4 seconds. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Consider parallel glue at 50% if you want glue without squashing. Blend the layers. If the corpus tail is smearing the transient, push the effect layer back a touch with utility delay 6 to 12 milliseconds is a good sweet spot. Automating corpus dry/wet on fills is very effective. Push to 60 or even 80% for big fills. Keep around 30 to 40% in the main groove. Quick teacher tip. When tuning corpus, sweep plus or minus 40 Hz while listening in context. The sweet spot usually jumps out and you'll hear the snare lock into the mix. Part B. Bass chain. Tuned resonances with independent sub. Start with your bass source synth or sampled. High pass around 30 Hz to remove an audible rumble but keep the true sub. Use utility or multiband techniques to mono below about 220 Hz. Split the bass into two parallel chains. Chain 1 is the sub path. Low pass around 80 to 120 Hz, 24 dB per octave is fine. Boost the root sub frequency slightly, about 3 to 6 dB, for example 55 to 65 Hz if your track is in D. Put a compressor or glue on this chain side chain to the kick. Fast attack. Very short, release between 60 and 120 milliseconds. You want 6 or so dB of ducking on kick hits. Chain 2 is the resonant body. High pass this around 60 to 80 Hz to protect your subs. Insert corpus with frequency set to a musical harmonic if your root is 55 Hz. Try 220 or 440 Hz for presence. Decay in the 60 to 180 millisecond range for punch. Dry/wet 40 to 60% is a good starting point. After corpus, place resonators. Use 3 to 6 resonators tuned to musical intervals. Root, fifth, octave or a minor third for darker texture. For example, if your bass root sits at D1, try resonators at D273HC, A21110HC, and D31147HC. Set decays around 100 to 250 milliseconds for rhythm. Feedback low, 0 to 10%. Finish with gentle saturation, maybe 1 to 3 dB. On the rack output, use glue compressor for cohesion attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release 200 to 500, light reduction. Map two macros, one for resonance tune corpus frequency plus main resonator to tune and one for res tone or wet to morph the character live. Practical tip, if the resonators introduce messy low energy, replace the lowest octave with a phase-aligned sine oscillator. This sine stays mono and ducks with the kick. Part C, resonators return and resampling, ghost pads and atmos. Create a return track and chain resonators into auto filter, reverb, and EQ8. Pick a scale, that suits your mood, minor or pentatonic for darker vibes. Place 4 to 6 resonators across mid to high frequencies from 200 to 2000 Hz. For pads, set decay long 400 to 1500 milliseconds and feedback between 10 and 20% if you want evolving tails. Set auto filter to a slow LFO, sync to quarter or half notes, cutoff in the 600 to 2000 Hz range. Reverb should be large, but subtle dry slash wet 25 to 45%. Small per delay 10 to 30 milliseconds. EQ out below 120 Hz to protect the sub. Send percussion and breaks to this return around 10 to 30% to start. You'll hear ghosted, pitch tails that follow the rhythm. To commit to sound design, resample the return to a new audio track. Record 1 or 2 bars, warp if needed, then drop it into simpler. Slice and transpose the sample, or play it chromatically as a pad or a stab. Arrangement idea. Automate the send and resonator decay slash feedback across the buildup so the reso pad grows into the drop. On the drop, pull it back to keep impact. Section 4. Common mistakes and quick fixes. A few traps to watch for. First, don't run corpus or resonators at 100% wet unless you want a wash. Start around 20 to 45% and automate up for effect. Second, always tune resonators to your key. Untuned frequencies fight harmonics and make elements sound muddy. Third, prevent resonators from taking over the low-end high-pass returns and keep subs mono. This audio version is shortened for playback.